You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're in Joshua chapter 24 tonight. Let's begin reading verse 13 through verse 16 together. You can remain seated there. Joshua 24, verse 13 through 16. Let's stand together. Ready, begin. I have given you a land. Coming to you tonight on the subject, verse 24, you've heard it preached probably 100 times. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. You know, I think of choices, and we're going to all, every day of our life this year, make hundreds of choices. You're going to choose what time to get up tomorrow morning. You're going to choose, I'm going to sleep in bed 5 more minutes. That's a choice. I'm going to sleep 10 more minutes. Choice. I'm not saying it's wrong, but that's a choice. You made a choice. You're going to choose what time you're going to go to bed tomorrow night. You're going to choose what you're going to eat. You can eat French toast. You can eat toast. You can eat bagels. You can eat eggs. Eggs are good. You can eat, and you're going to determine what type of egg. You can have scrambled eggs. You can have fried eggs. You can have sunny side up eggs. You can have medium eggs. I don't know what up, but there's tons of, and you're going to have bacon with it. Oh, bacon's good. Or you're going to have sausage with it. And you're going to have toast with it. Is it going to be rye toast? Is it going to be whole wheat? Is it going to be white? I mean, just think of all the decisions you're going to make tomorrow morning before you even walk out the door. I'm going to make a decision. I'm having a cup of coffee. And I'm not going to have any of that foo-foo juice like hazelnut. If you drink hazelnut, brother, thank you, Brother Martinez, I question your salvation. I do. And that other creamer stuff, just half and half is fine. Amen. Thank you. But you're going to make a decision on that. Are you going to make it medium roast or dark roast? What are you going to have? Hundreds of decisions. What color tie are you going to wear tomorrow if you wear a tie? What color suit are you going to wear if you wear a suit? What road, how, what, are you going to obey the speed limit tomorrow? Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. Ladies, I'm talking to you right now. I think ladies speed a lot more than men speed, but that's another message, another time. But you know, you're going to make so many decisions. You're going to decide if you're going to work hard. You're going to decide if you're going to answer an email. You're going to decide if you're going to answer that phone call. You're going to answer all these voice messages that are left for you. I wonder how many decisions we make a day. I know there are hundreds, and maybe as many as 1,000, and maybe more than that as you add up the decisions. You're going to make a lot of decisions in 2026, so will I. But I want to come to you on behalf of choosing God.
Amen.
Choose ye this day whom you may serve. Let's look at the scripture together, if you will. The Bible says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. One, I want to say this. You make a choice. Choose. Look at verse 15. If it seem evil to serve the Lord, choose. Choose. You're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to make a decision spiritually. Is this decision spiritually motivated by God? Many of our decisions are not motivated by God. Is it God's will to date that young man? Is it God's will to date that young lady? Is it God's will that you sort of slough off on your homework? And is it God's will that you do that? You're going to have to make a decision. Is God in this? Is God in this relationship? I met with a couple tonight. They just recently got engaged, and I met with them, and they're so eager about living for God, and I'm just so excited about it. They've had to make a choice. Many of this year are going to get married. You're going to have to make a choice. I'm going to marry this girl. I'm going to marry this guy. You're going to have to make a choice. Choose ye this day. Choose. You make a choice in life spiritually. Make spiritual decisions. Amen. Some of you have chosen. I'm going to read my Bible through for the first time. I thank God for the fact that many of you, I hope next year we'll get back to giving out certificates. And I hope hundreds and hundreds and thousands of you will get a certificate. I read my Bible through 6 minutes a day. It took 3 chapters a day. It's all spiritual. You're going to have your attendance sheet. My attendance sheet is right there for this year. And I look forward to marking it all off. We have been at this church. I've missed one Sunday with my wife's health back in March. I missed one Sunday, but I've not been gone. Amen. I've not had a vacation. I've been here. It's been the joy of my life. I want to be here. I want to be in Sunday school. I want to be in Sunday morning. I want to be Sunday night. I want to be Wednesday night. I want to be soul winning. I want to be involved in the work. I want to tithe 52 weeks this year. Every week I'm going to tithe and I'm going to give offerings and I'm going to go over and above. I'm going to try to win souls to Christ because I'm choosing that for my life this year. You know, I sang that song last night with the men sheltered in the arms of God, and then the choir did it so beautifully tonight. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's glory. Come home, my child. And I was singing it last night. I was singing it with the choir tonight. And I'm certainly not, I don't have my foot on a banana peel. But I looked at my age and I looked at the people in this church. I'm older than most of you folks. Very few folks in this auditorium older than me. There are some. I've lived a long life and I've lived a good life. But I'm going to choose God as I get closer to my heavenly home. One day God's going to say, Jack, your journey's complete. And I'm taking you home. And God's going to take me home to be with Him. I'm going to make a choice for God in 2026 because it very likely could be my last year to serve God. It could be that I won't be preaching after this year. I plan to preach next year. I plan to live. I tell the church, I'm going to stay with this church preaching till I'm 100, and then I'm going to go into full-time evangelism. Amen. Is my plan. I don't know what God has planned, but I'm too near my heavenly home now to turn back. I don't understand it. We have more elderly people in our church than ever before. I don't understand getting away from God as you get old. I just don't understand that. I see Brother Wayne and his wife here tonight, and so many that are here that are so faithful to God's house. We have so many people in your 80s in our church right now, and you're so faithful to God. Choose. They had to make a choice spiritually. Are you going to be in this church in December of 2026 if the Lord tarries? You're going to have to make that choice spiritually. You're going to have to make some choices financially. You're going to have to make some choices academically. You're going to have to make some choices with your family. You're going to have to make some choices. God, I know God is tonight. He's speaking to the hearts of people. Take a bus route. I know God is. I see these bus kids here. I marvel at our bus kids. I was looking at them this morning again, Brother Luke, today. I don't know if anybody in our church likes having them here, but that was the wisest decision I've ever made. Those kids, they sit up here and they sit now. They're not in and out. They're at one time, one week, I counted, I think, 18 kids in and out months ago. They're not in and out. They stay in here. They're not on their phones. They put their phones down. I saw many of them today. Many of them had a psalm book open and singing the hymns, and they wave at me, and they're good to me, and they're kind to me, and they meet me at the door. I was walking out the door. I had crowds of them say, hey, you got to sign my Bible, Pastor. You got to talk to me at the door. Let me take my picture. You know, that's big for an old preacher. But I'm going to tell you something. We're going to keep running those buses, and somebody tonight needs to say, I'm going to take a bus route. Give me a bus route. I'll knock on doors. I'll bring 20 people a week, but that's 20 more than you're bringing now. I'll bring 25 a week. I'll bring 50 a week, but there's somebody. You're going to have to make that choice tonight. Amen. Choose. The next word is ye. You see it there? Choose you. It's personal. It's personal. I think of Mark chapter 5. This guy was crazy. He was demon possessed. Behind the doors of many people in our area are demon possessed people. And this man was demon possessed. He was living in a graveyard. They chained him to the tombs, and he'd break the chains. He'd cut himself. He'd scream. He'd holler. They tried to tame him. But one day, Jesus came by, and the man was changed, and God cast out those demons. And the Bible says he was sitting and is clothed and is in his right mind listening to Jesus Christ preach the word of God. Amen. And he prayed him. He begged him, said, let me go with you. And Jesus said, no, you stay here and you win your city to Christ. You know the story. That's Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 7, 1 year later, Jesus comes back into town. They asked that maniac, that crazy man, to leave town when he got saved. They were afraid of him. Now, when he was crazy, they chained him to the tombs. They spent time with him. But now they wanted him out of their town. But 1 year later, when Jesus came back, Mark 7, the multitudes came and they heard Jesus preach. Amen. One crazy man made a difference. I saw Tiago singing up here this morning. I love Tiago. He's a man of God. I love his sweet wife. They're such a good couple, but they're just so solid. And they're three little children now. God's blessed their home. And he loves God. He just loves God. And his wife loves God. I saw him here somewhere tonight. I know Natalia's been texting my wife. What an encouragement she's been to her. As so many of you ladies have been. But you're going to have to choose to do that. I'm beginning a series on Wednesday night for 7 weeks. I hope you'll be here at 6:30. I can hardly wait for the first session this Wednesday night. The word that I want to leave with you, and I want to embed it in our heart. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I know what it is, and I pray that God would use it. Here was a crazy man, but he had to change. He had to make that decision. I think of Rahab. I read of Rahab this past week, the harlot. And she said, I know the Lord has blessed you. And I know our city's going to fall in your hands. I'm going to hide you spies, and I'll protect you. But I want you to make a covenant with me that when you invade this land, you'll take care of my daddy and my family and myself, and you'll spare our lives. And they said, you hang that red cord out the back window of your house, and I'll tell our men not to kill you. And God's me. She chose God that day. I think of so many people that you work with. Brother James, I saw him somewhere tonight. Brother Chris James. He rode the bus in 1977. Now he's got a granddaughter in Bible college. Grew up here. Brother James brought a co-worker to work to church today. I got to talk to him. Brother Elisha, Brother Swanson, you got to talk to him. Many of us talked to him. Brother John Morris, he walked forward and you got to lead him to Christ, and he got gloriously saved. What a wonderful thrill to see that happen today. You know, that man's life was changed today. On January the 4th, 2026, his life was changed. Choose! You make the choice. Randy, you made a choice this morning. He said, I'm going to stand up for Jesus the first Sunday. He said, I'm getting baptized. Had a whole row of friends here today. That thrilled my heart as I saw that man say, I'm getting baptized. He made a choice. Choose ye. You're going to have to make this choice. Look what it says. Choose, make a choice. Ye, it's personal. And then what's he say? This day. This day. I'm so glad that night that God, when he knocked at my heart's door. Amen. I'm so glad that night I said yes to God. This fall is going to be 70 years ago. God came by and knocked on my heart. I was so afraid. I just didn't want to walk down that aisle. I was afraid. In stanza one, I was hanging on to that little green chair. In stanza two, I believe as well. I think it was stanza three. I believe it was stanza three that I walked out. And I tell you, Brother Mark, when I put my foot, I don't know about instantaneous salvation, but I think that's when I got saved. I was declaring my faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, Mrs. Morningstar prayed with me, and I prayed and all that. But I stepped out, and I tell you, a load was lifted. I'll never forget that day. Amen. I talked to these two kids on the night of their wedding, the day before their wedding, Brother Ethan Moyer and Maddie Zamora. How that Maddie got saved sophomore year of Bible college. And she prayed that morning coming down Montague, I think it was Montague, and she prayed, said, oh God, I'm not saved. I just have someone talk to me about it today. Help me to get it settled today. I just need to make sure I'm saved. That day, Brother Whitlow preached, and he preached, and he said, if you're not saved, you've got to get saved. Why would you want to die and go to hell? Get saved right now today. She went to the offices to see everybody. Nobody was in the office. She said, I just got alone with God, and I bowed my head and prayed, said, dear God, I'm a sinner. I asked Jesus to save me this day. This day. Choose God this day. Choose who you'll date this day, this day, this day. Make a choice. Are you dating? I don't know if young kids know how to choose. Brother Kissel, I don't know if they know how to choose. You know, it's just the grace of God. I didn't know how. I just saw Cindy Swanson. She was beautiful. She played the piano. She's everything I wanted in a wife. I'd prayed for years. I'd really prayed that I'd find someone that could play the piano. That's probably not important, but it was to me. And she played the piano, and I prayed that someone that loved God, and seemed like she loved God. And we got married. And I'm so thankful that God brought that girl into my life.
Amen!
You know, today, you might start dating a young girl in college that you have no business dating. Might be a great girl. I remember hearing Joseph Brown. Joseph Brown is the brother-in-law to my son. And Joseph Brown was in Bible college, and he was dating a girl, and he went out to their family pond, and he talked to his dad about this girl. And he said, I'm going to ask her. I think he said, I was going to ask her to marry me. And his dad said, no, you're not going to. And he said, I withstood my dad face to face, and I got in his face and he got in mine. And he said, it wasn't good. I don't know if it was the same day. I don't remember the story. He's told it here. But he came back and said to his dad, he says, I don't agree with you. I don't like your decision. I want to marry this girl. But I'm going to obey you. But I think you're wrong. You know, he broke up with that girl. I don't know who she is, but she didn't go on for God. But he found Charity Epley. He's been the pastor of that church now 11 years. He worked with his dad before that. I think they have 9 or 10 kids by now. But God brought her into his life. She's such a good girl. He's such a good young man. You may have to have someone withstand you. It's probably not going to be me. I'm not very good at that. I have a hard time saying, I don't think you should do this. But if I have someone's heart, the Bible says you draw it out of a wise man. And if I feel like I have your heart, I could tell you, she's not the right one. He's not the right one. They're not the right one. I don't want to govern your life. You'll be married for years and years long after I'm gone. But you don't want to make a mistake there. Choose ye this day. Make it today. Make it today that God wants you in the bus. God wants you in the choir. God wants you in the orchestra. Make it today. Make it today. God wants you as a soul winner. God wants you in ladies' soul winning on Tuesday morning. God wants, just make a decision today. Amen. Then he says, whom you will serve. That's what God wants. He said, I want you to serve me. Turn with me in closing to 2 Corinthians, please, chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. As you turn there, the Apostle Paul was a mighty man of God. But he made a choice. And his choice was for God. But look what all the decision, all that happened in his life is he chose God. But look what happened. Chapter 11, verse 23, the latter part of the verse. In prisons more frequently. In deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. I wonder what if I quit after one scourging? He had 5 of them. 3 was I beaten with rods, 3 times. Once I was stoned. 3 I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, beside all those things, without that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches.
Amen.
Turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 20 in closing. The Apostle Paul said, I made a decision for God. Yes, they beat me. Yes, they scourged me 5 times. Yes, I spent a night and a day in the deep. Yes, I was arrested. Yes, they stoned me, took me out of the city and stoned me and left me for dead. They thought I was dead. Yes, I've suffered in perils. My own countrymen, my own men, the people I love, the people that I was dedicating my life to, they turned on me. And all of a sudden, disloyalty in the ranks. But he said, I made up my mind. I'm going to serve God.
Amen.
Look what he says in chapter 20, verse number 22. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit in Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide in me. Now here's my life verse. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. Just don't finish your joy, but with joy. And the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He said, I just want to be faithful to God. I know it's going to be hard. I know there's going to be shipwrecks. I know there's going to be beatings. I know all these things. I know there's going to be disloyalty in the ranks. I know that. But none of these things move me. Brother Manley, you're such a good example. I want to have an example like you and Brother Van Dyke over here and so many, Brother Jakob, and so many good, godly, solid men in our church. Brother, all of you, I think of so many of you here tonight. But I want to stay in this thing and finish my course. I'm finished with joy. Amen. I don't know what's ahead of me this year. I don't know if it's going to be a smooth ride all year long, or if it's going to be one sorrow after another sorrow after another heartache. I don't know, Brother Carl. I think of all that's ahead of me this year. I don't know what God has. I know not what the future holds. But I tell you this, I'm determined to finish my course with joy. Amen. Our Father, I love your word. I love your people. These are the greatest people in all the world. I thank you for these teenagers down here. Thank you for our bus teenagers that are here tonight. Thank you for faithful people. I pray that we determine to live for thee a lifetime. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. Help us to have the joy of the Lord as our strength. Give our people a good day tomorrow as they go to work, as they go back to school, as they study again. Help them to want to be there and give each one a great day. I pray for every man, every woman that we'd live for thee in 2026. I pray as we look at this verse that we'd make a choice tonight about our future, about living for thee.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.